Okay, we're here hanging out with Jeff Beeler on the Team System team. Jeff, what do you do?
So I'm the Chief of Staff for Team System, and basically what that means is I'm the guy responsible for making sure that we as a team have a real good handle on how we're managing our project. I help coordinate the activities of lots of our teams, and I'm the guy responsible when SOMA says, hey, are we on track? Are we going to ship this thing? Is it going to be on time? I'm the guy that has to answer that question. And so we use Team Foundation a lot to do that, and I'm hoping to tell you guys about that today.
Yeah, so we hear a lot from Brian Harry about how Team Foundation Server supports the team in terms of, you know, millions of lines of source code, and I think we just hit 1 million work items in Team Foundation Server, and we have several thousand people across the company using Team Foundation Server to build Microsoft products. But we don't talk a lot about how Team Foundation Server can help you, you know, really steer your projects and you know, build better software and ship on time and under budget and all those things the marketing team tells us is great about Team Foundation Server. So you're kind of the guy behind a lot of those decisions for developer division, right?
That's right. And so we've been using Team Foundation Server for on the order of 3 or 4 years now, even prior to when it was released in 2005. And so we started with just using it to manage our bugs. But since then, we've really had a chance to manage a lot more than that and trying to keep us a handle on the scope of our projects and the progress that we're making against that scope. And so I'd like to show it to you today, if I can.
Great, let's do it.
So let's start with a little bit of an overview here, and I'll do it on the whiteboard so you have a sense of kind of how we kind of envision and manage our projects. And at the highest level, as we get a sense of what our projects are, we have what we call pillars. And pillars are, for a particular release, we only have two or three of them. So they're the very highest level, what is this release all about? And then below that, we'll have what we call value props. And value props are a description of, you know, really what is it that we're going to deliver to a customer in terms of the experience and what will they be able to do differently than what they've been able to do in the past. And so in the case of our most recent project that we're working on, Rosario, we have on the order of 30 value props. We have three pillars, 30 value props. And then value props divide up into a whole series of features. And features are the level of planning that we can get to that really describes a change to a particular component. And so a value prop around more effective testing might include a whole series of features, maybe 10 or 15 features. These are the things that the development team and the engineering team really look at to work on as a unit. And that is the level that we go to in terms of planning. And then in terms of executing, we have these things that we call deliverables. And deliverables are the... I should make bigger boxes. deliverables are the units of work that represent an entire kind of team check-in for a piece of code or a set of functionality.
So is that like a community technology preview or a beta? Would that be a deliverable?
No, deliverables are more... let's see, so a team will go and work for approximately 4 to 6 weeks on a particular thing, and the team will be on the size of 4 or 5 people. And so it's kind of that amount of work, if you can imagine that size. And it's we do all of the work around the deliverable. So it's not just the coding, but it's the testing and making sure that it passes all of the what we call quality aids. We can talk about that some other day. Can't get into all of that, but it represents a chunk of work that we can say this is done and it's ready to go, it's ready to ship. And so a feature can have a whole bunch of items that are deliverables. So these are really the things that we manage, and so I'll show those to you in Team Foundation Server. Each one of these items on our hierarchy are represented as work item types in the system. And so we can go and query all of the pillars or all the value props and get a sense of the progress that we're making at that level. And we roll up from the bottom to provide a sense of the progress that we're making. Deliverables are a whole series made up of a whole series of tasks. And tasks are generally 8 to 16 hours worth of work for each one of them, so that we can really divide up the work into the small pieces, small chunks of work that that individual developers or testers or program managers have to complete in order to finish a deliverable.
So this diagram seems like it would lend itself very well to the hierarchical work item support that Rosario is going to be bringing. Are you using Rosario for that already?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me show you.
Okay.
And we find that hierarchy just is very helpful for us to help manage and navigate through the system. So here I've got Visual Studio. It's up and running, connected to our Rosario project. And so I'm going to show you the stuff that I use every day. And so this isn't some canned demo or anything. It's really what we do on a regular basis. So we'll start at the top, and we'll look at a value proposition progress report. Now, everyone's probably wondering, hey, are these like reports that are going to be in the final product? And certainly the team that is responsible for providing the Microsoft Solution Framework process templates is looking at the work we're doing here. These are all internally developed reports, and taking them and trying to find a way to adapt them to the use within the final product. But these are all just custom-made reports for us. And basically, what I can see here is I can see the amount of progress that each of the teams has made against the value props. Value props are listed here along the left-hand side on the vertical axis, and then each of the items that we're working on shows both the work completed, which is in blue, and then the work remaining for each one of those areas. And so from here, I can get at least a glimpse of kind of where we are in terms of the progress that we've made and where we're making our biggest investments. Now, the way we've worked this report is I can actually click on one of the items. I'll click on the designer one, and it'll take me to the next report, which shows me just the details around that. And we'll see here in a minute as it comes up the features and the deliverables that make up each one of these items. And it looks like it's coming through, sure enough. So this is the value prop here called designers. And then each of the features is listed here. And you can see that there's even a hierarchy here. So we have features that contain other features. And then for a particular feature like this one here, through designer interaction through the black backplane, whatever that means.
Sounds important.
Yeah, it does, a backplane. That's very fancy. You can see the individual deliverables that were completed for that. And you get a sense of when they were started, when they ended, and then the amount of work that each one of those was represented.
So what's that? I see 1451, 244. What are those units?
Those are hours.
Okay.
So those are rolled up from tasks, like I said, 8 to 16-hour tasks that roll up into that. And then we have our specs listed here for those that we wrote more detailed specs around. And so you can see some of these items are not yet done. So this one is about 20% of the way there, 408 hours left for that item. And so this is one way to kind of drill into value prop progress and get a sense of, kind of how it connects all the way down to deliverables and tasks. So this is a report view. We also can go and query that. So here within Team System, I can bring up a query. And you'll see here one of our cool new features is something we call query folders. So it's not all just in one one area. We have a team system folder here, and then each one of our teams has a folder. And there's one here called value props. So let's take a look at that real quick. And so this is querying all the value props and all of its children. And so you see here, it's quite a long list. In fact, there are the 30 top-level ones, and then there are 135 features associated with those. And you can scroll down and get a sense of each one of those. And in fact, I can roll that up so that just the value props show up. And from there, I can find one in here. Let's see, maybe this one here, hostable TFS. That sounds kind of interesting. What's that made up of? Well, it's made up of three features, and those features are here. And I can then double-click on one of those features. These are links that are connecting all of these pieces together. So I click on that one, and then I get a sense of, wow, this is actually comprised of a series of more features. And if I click on one of those, I haven't done this, so we'll see where this takes us. Let me back up here. Let me find one that is completed. So here's a here's a deliverable that's been completed. And you see, in fact, that it's got a whole bunch of tasks that were associated with it. I could double-click on one of those tasks and actually get right to the information that associates, you know, right down to the person that needs to do the work. So that's a very handy sort of navigational and organizational mechanism. It looks like my wireless keyboard signal quality is low. I have no idea what that means. We'll make that go away. We'll hope that we can keep going here.
Can't blame that one on TFS.
That's right. All right, so that's another way of looking right at the value props and really drilling from the top down. But sometimes that's not what I want to do. Sometimes I want to get a sense of, you know, kind of what work is currently going on. So I have another report that I run for that. Let's see if I can bring that up here. I call it my block schedule diagram. And really what this is it'll show me all of the deliverables that are currently in progress and give me a sense of when they started, when they finished, how much progress we've made against each one of them. And so it's another really handy sort of view on how we're doing. So let's see if we can bring this up here. And it's all running on a virtual machine, so sometimes it takes a little while, but
While that's loading, yeah. How did you learn this? I mean, is this just trial and error over the years? Which reports are going to give you the right data? Are there books you can recommend, classes?
Yeah, so a lot of this has been just learning on the fly as we've been putting things together. We have, obviously a bunch of people that are interested in this sort of, how do you manage large teams? And so we get together on a regular basis and kind of compare with one another the things that we need to that we're working to manage. We do a lot of kind of modeling of these reports in Excel first so that we can kind of get used to them and get a sense of how they work, and then encode them into more fancy reports over
okay.
time. So here's this block diagram of the various features that are deliverables that are currently underway. And you get a sense here of, you know, kind of when they started, how much progress they've made recently, and how much when they expect to be done.
So the line is where we're at today?
The black line is today's date, that's right. And so you can see, for instance, that, let me find one here. This one here started in early November. It's scheduled to be done sometime in March. And, you can get a relative sense of the progress that we've made. Can double-click on that to get additional information specifically about that feature crew itself. And so that will allow us to look at the history of the work item. So not only just kind of where it is today, but with the progress that we've made over time. And, so many of these reports, the idea behind them is to give me more information so I can go and ask more questions. I can't make a whole lot of conclusions on the data. It's really just more of an entry point for me to go and talk to the developer or the program manager and really get a sense of what's going on with this. Why is this this way? What's your story behind it? And so here, for instance, is the work remaining and work completed for this particular deliverable over time. And so you can see they started in November. It looks like maybe they had a bit of a data entry problem here where it jumped up for a little while, up to quite a few hours there. But then they've been on a real steady, slow decline in terms of the remaining work. And it looks like maybe they've increased the work that they are doing for this feature group beyond what they had planned. And so now I can go and have a really informed conversation with the program manager around this and get a sense of where they're at. Is this at risk, or do they feel like, yeah, they're going to be able to finish this by the middle of March, that sort of thing?
I think Sam Guggenheimer describes this as kind of looking for the smells in my project, right?
That's
using the reports to kind of sniff out potential problems.
That's exactly right. So I do a lot of sniffing around and just kind of get a sense of what's going on.
Cool.
All right, so let's see. Another thing that we use Team System for is to help us keep track of our bugs. So let me just quickly show that to you, and then we'll say goodbye for today. So here's our homepage for our team system for Rosario. And you'll see here right on the front of the homepage is a description of the bugs that we are currently tracking as a team. And we've split up by our five major product teams, TFS being at the bottom, and each one of the others, the client SKUs above. And from here, then, I can drill in to get a little bit more detail on what's going on here. It's a pretty slow, oh, it's gone now, but we're seeing a pretty level sort of bug chart there, so I wasn't getting real concerned about, we're building up a big debt or anything around that. So that's good to know. But I was seeing some variation, for instance, on this one. This is team data's. And so now I've got more information. This is split out by area, so you can see the various areas that we split our bugs into. And from here, I can start to get a sense of, it looks like here, the project system, we've seen a big increase in bugs. Yet again, another place where I can go and have a conversation with the program manager or the developer on, what's really going on here? Instead of just stopping by and saying, how are things going? Now I've got the ability to have some more information and be able to have a richer conversation with them.
That's great. So how does this compare to, you've been doing this for, 18 years or so?
It's quite a long time.
How does this compare to back in the early days when you didn't have Team Foundation Server?
Well, so back in the old days, we had some internally grown tools that we used, and there was nothing that gave us any sort of historical view. You could have today's view, and that's it. And so a lot of times I'd be scraping the database every day to help me make some progress charts that would show over time, but that was all very manual and very frustrating. And if I ever wanted to change my query in any sort of way, I was really lost in terms of the historical view. And that was all just about bugs. And now I've got a much richer view on not just the bugs, which are, of course, important, but also the progress that we're making against the deliverables and features that we're trying to get into the product. And so I have a much richer view on how things are going. And I haven't had to walk down the hall and, knock on somebody's door and say, are you making progress? How are you doing? It's all here in the system, and it's handled automatically for me. And so I can have those higher-level, richer discussions with people than I've had in the past.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're having a lot of fun.
Cool. Well, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll let you get back to shipping Rosario here.
All right. Very good. Thanks.
Thank you.